阿门。啊，奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们最后一堂。
In Jesus' name, we continue our final session.
那就说，我们时间就是好像潮流一样，是不等待人的。
Time passes without waiting on anyone.
那我们一天就是一天。
And so one day is a day.
这个时间比青春或者比财宝。这个更重要。
Time is even more precious than all the gold and silver.
那我们因为耶利米书它内容比较复杂。
And because the content of Jeremiah is more complicated.
那我们只集中在三个时间讲三个题目。
And so we will focus on three events.
那每一个题目都有一个这个道理的主题。
Or three topics that focuses on a particular message.
那我们好好的再看讲义，再思考。
And then let's look at the notes and meditate upon them.
可以自己写或说一些重要的这个省思。
And we can write down any reflections that come to mind.
好，那我们现在来讲奉主耶稣圣名讲第三个主题。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak concerning the third message.
就是说窑匠这个造访，就去访问窑匠的整个过程。
Which is the occurrence of Jeremiah at the potter's house.
那圣经里头常用这个窑匠。神是窑匠，我们是他的工作。
So the Bible describes
形象。
God as a potter, and we are His clay.
以赛亚书会有。
In the book of Isaiah, it records this.
29:45.
Isaiah 29:45.
那这个就也会带到保罗罗马书九章，尤其罗马书九章跟十一章在讲这外邦人跟犹太人的关系，选民的关系。
This will also go to in Romans chapter 9:11 when Paul talks about it.
那就是说神有绝对自主权，那拣选外邦人。甚至可以替代这个选民。
Which is that God has the absolute decision on choosing whom He whom He favors.
虽然有律法书或者摩西规模的这个犹太民，你能讲什么吗
？And what can the originally chosen people, the Israelites, say about it?
那亚伯兰岂不是也称为外邦人？信神的外邦人的是那个信心之祖嘛，一样的祖先嘛。
And Abraham was also considered of the Gentiles.
那罗马书2:27-28就讲说，保罗就说，所以说这个人手所做的这个肉体的割礼不重要。
And so in Romans, Paul says that the physical circumcision is not what's important.
就心里割礼的才重要。
But rather the circumcision in the heart.
外表什么肤色种族是犹太人不重要。
And so outer appearance or outer skin color.
只有那个内在的这是属灵的以色列才重要。
It's not important that you are physically an Israelite, but rather.
这当然就延请了，这是犹太传统，尤其正统犹太人的一些疑窦啊，一些疑问。
These are often common misconceptions of traditional Israelites.
我们是天之骄子啊。
That we are the chosen ones, chosen people.
我们有神给的律法。
We have the laws given by God.
我们有真理知识的规模。
And we have the truth and the structure of the truth and knowledge.
所以这种宝贵的独一的这样的位份。
And we have this position and status as God's chosen ones.
这个非常排他的、专一的、独自的。
And so they're very exclusive.
那这样的话，难道你神你忘记了吗？
And so have they forgotten about God?
神没有忘记。
Have God forgotten about the others?
神就会说：“我拣选谁就拣选谁。”
God will say that He chooses whom He wants to.
怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
He will show mercy to those whom He wants.
不在乎那个定义的。
It is not bounded.
不在乎那无有的，或者是 determined 的。
It is not bounded by mechanical determination.
或者不在乎那些奔跑的。
Or those who strive and move ahead.
在乎拣选他们，或者促成他们有所成为今天的这位神。
Rather, it is the God whom chooses.
所以这样就让我们想，我们也是神的选民。
So this lets us this comes to mind that we'll think that we are also a people of God.
我们也被神附托要传扬这个神国。 这个得救的福音。
We are also commissioned by God to preach.
那假定神有其他的安排，我们要抗议吗？
And so if God has other plans for us, can we rebel against?
他就好像说恩典，或者说神的真理只在我的家院里头。
We can say that the grace is.
或者说 truth,
the grace or the truth is within my household.
但真理是借着我们的口讲出才是真理。
And so the truth spoken by our through our mouths is considered truth.
不一定的。
This may not be so.
假定这些人不讲话的话
，because if these people do not speak,
那神就兴起其他人来替我们讲话。
Then God will raise up others to speak.
这个应该工作不工作的话。
And if those who are supposed to work do not work,
那神就兴起别人来做我们应该做而没做的工作。
Then God will raise up workers that should do the work whom the others didn't.
所以这样的一个窑匠就这样的一个动作。
And so this kind of a potter will have this kind of action.
那就表示说神是窑匠。
So that means that the Lord is the potter. God is the potter.
他的那手里所造的，是根据他的绝对自主权。
And he will mold the clay in his hand as in his absolute authority,
or his sovereignty.
And this is a very important concept for us to understand.
那我们来看哈，本来神的拣选在圣经都有一个很重要的字眼。
And God's chosen people,
就是 covenant, buried 的这个契约这个字眼。
It has a very important term associated with it, which is covenant.
就好像我们人的婚约一样嘛，你戴戒指。
Just like our marriage covenants.
这除了这个形象上，这男女结合的套进这个原叫空这个空洞的这个物质的形象以外
，the physical process of putting on the wedding ring
啊，其实它也是一个精神的契约，一个婚约的一个约束。一个很重要的法律
This is also deeply,
一个约束力量
deeply tied in and related to this marriage covenant
那假定你违反了这个婚约
and if you, broke this marriage covenant
那这样说来就这个就应该就遭受到这契约关系的条文的规定了
then you will receive the consequences of breaking the covenant
所以这种跟神的关系用婚姻这样的形象来想或者他的厉害的程度来想是很正确。
And so we can use this example of a marriage covenant to associate God's covenant with us.
从旧约开始，神就被描写成为一个会祭邪的神，卡纳，卡纳是希伯来文祭邪的。
In the Old Testament, it was recorded that God is a jealous God.
所以说你那个再加上圣经用这个夫妻或者这个。子女的关系来描写百姓跟神的关系。
We can use the relationship between parents, husband and wife, and also children to describe God's relationship with us.
耶利米书和西阿书就用夫妻，神是丈夫，那个以色列是他的妻子。
And Jeremiah and Hosea used the analogy of God as the husband and his people as the wife.
那其他先知书也描写这种关系之外，还有一个就是父亲跟子女的关系。
And the other prophetic books use the example of father and children.
那家有家法，国有国法。
And the house has its rules, and the kingdom
那选民有选民的神的律法。
And the chosen people of God have their commandments.
那这对人世间来讲，也就等于人的良心、道德律和良知、良能。
In which to us is our moral and ethical standards.
那这神要百姓怎么做
？Which is how God wants His people to behave.
那假定呢，遵守神的契约做的。
And those who obey the covenant of God,
那就有
keep the covenant,
就有祝福了。
Those who keep the covenant will receive the blessings.
那假定违反的话
，For those who break the covenant,
那这个契约书上所写的咒诅就会来到。
Receive the doom that's associated with those who break the covenant.
所以这两者父子或者说夫妻或者说神跟人的关系啊，都相对的。
So this,
契约条约式的这样的规定的。
So this covenant is similar to a relationship between the father and son.
好，那现在又一个问题了。选民是神的契约百姓。
And so now it raises the question, the problem that God. The people have a covenant with God.
那我们通常说 covenant people， 这个字眼都不要加 al 哈 ，covenant people 就是神的选民， 神的契约选民。
People are considered a covenant people.
啊，对。那所以说有这个字眼，那你就很清楚了。
So if you have this term, then you understand.
就是说百姓要做的就是生命记的主题。
That what the people, what the chosen people should do, the covenant people should do.
那我们来看生命记。
It's the theme of Deuteronomy.
生命记是那个摩西的三长篇的讲道词。
The book of Deuteronomy is one of the longer speeches of Moses.
就是在摩亚平原，他们还没过约旦河，那个摩西做最后的嘱咐。
In the plains of Moab, before they crossed the river Jordan, Moses gave this message.
那第一段一章一节到四章四三节。
Now the first part from chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 4 verse 43.
这是一个历史的一个回顾了。
This is a historical account.
表示说民数出埃及记民数记的发生的事在第一段里头再重述一下。
And it records the happenings of Exodus and Numbers.
那有一些大事件在提出。
And it once again reemphasizes the major events.
在阐明神如何带领用大能的膀臂带领他们出埃及行旷野。
And describes how God lent His hand to deliver his people out of Egypt.
第二篇就29章的四四节到29章第一节。
And the second part is from chapter 4, verse 14.
44到29章第一节。
To chapter 29, verse 1.
就一直在提出在神的律法跟契约。 跟契约上的祝福或咒诅有关系。
And it talks about God's laws, His covenant, and the consequences and blessings of upholding or breaking the covenant.
那这个基本精神也叫属灵原则。
And this the spirit, these messages is considered
spiritual principle.
Spiritual principle.
就是说人要得神的祝福。
Which is that man will receive God's divine blessing.
要爱神，要遵从，在听从遵行。
And that they will love God and they will listen to Him and obey Him.
一直在重复。
This is continued to be reemphasized.
所以我们有机会就看，譬如说，我们现在翻一下四章。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
就这个信息就是说，你们要怎么遵从、谨守，就可以承受产业地。
This message is that they must listen to the statutes.
一直下去。
And it just goes from verses 1 and on.
那假定没有的话，你就注意看，就是比如说从那个十五节开始，第四章十五节开始。
And so from chapter 4, verse 15 and on, it talks about.
假定没有的话，
talks about what would happen if you do not keep
the statutes.
The woes will befall you.
会除灭。
And you will be exiled.
会被分散在万民中。
You'll be scattered among the people.
所以说有这样的亡国，那就是这样的一个厄运了。Which
describes the downfall of a nation.
那再看第六章。
And let's also turn to chapter 6.
要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，独一的真神。
That you must love the God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
那你假定这么做。
And if you do these things,
你就可以进去得为业来享福。
Then you shall enter and enjoy the blessings that the Lord
第七章,
has promised you.
第七章,
chapter 7.
第八章,
chapter 8.
都在强调这个信息,
I'll emphasize this message.
11章,
chapter 11.
同样的条件性祝福再提出来,
and it also talks about all these rewards that shall happen for those who love and obey.
12章, 13章,
as well as chapters 12 and 13.
所以一直看下去, 到了那个, 第三段的长篇的演讲词。
And so we continue to read on until the third section of this long speech.
那就是从最后的29章的2节到最后的30章的20节。 就是30章的结束。
Which is from chapter 29 verse 2 to the end of chapter 30.
意思就是说要进入迦南地得神所赐的这产业地。
Which means that they will enter into the land of Canaan, into the promised land of God.
你要面临到的一个抉择。 就是要面临到一个选择。
Then they will have to, they will face a decision.
这就今天向世人挑战的一个抉择。
Which is also a decision that we all encounter.
就是说是非善恶。
Which is true and false, good and evil.
或者说那。 得到神祝福，或者他遭受了祸患。
Or receive the blessings of the Lord or the woes.
你进得为业的这产业地迦南地上头。
And when you enter into the promised land of Canaan.
那生死祸福摆在面前。
Life, death, woes and blessings.
那你要自己看得清楚，自己要做明智的、在正确的决定。
And you must be able to see it clearly and make the correct decision.
所以这样的话，你要是爱神、守他诫命、守他律例典章。
And in this way, you love God and you obey all His statutes and His ordinances.
那你就可以日子长久。
Then your days shall be long.
可以和平昌盛。
And you will be harmonious.
福气就满盈而下。
And victorious.
那会给你的。
And His blessings will be.
假定没有的话。
Given to you.
会被剪除。会被驱逐。会亡国。
You'll be rejected. You'll be denied. You'll be scattered.
那你是虽然说是神的选民，那神还是丢弃的。
And so even though you are considered the covenant people, you will still be forsaken.
所以这个叫做条件性的祝福。
So this is a conditional blessing.
就意思就是说，你要真的，就主耶稣也在一直在强调这个原则。
Lord Jesus also emphasizes on these principles.
你只要进天国的话
，If you enter into heaven,
你要承受永生
，You will inherit eternal life.
你就要遵行我的诫命
，Then you shall do my commandments.
你就要施行爱心
，You shall perform show your love.
这些都不是空话的，要是做。这个前提在它的必然结果。
These are not empty words. You must actually go and perform these deeds, these actions, and receive
就好像法律上一样，你偷盗了，你偷盗了 ，thief.
And if you steal,
去杀人了
，or if you murder,
那就按照法律来申告，来宣判，所以有罪。
Then you will judge according to the law.
所以说这样的道理就是说，赏罚在人间既然这么的昭彰，这么清楚。
And so in the same way, this principle applies to us for God's blessing.
那神的属灵福气也就在条件性这个爱神守诫命，爱神。遵行他的诫命来做前提。
And so God's conditional blessings also come to us if we do according to his requirements.
从创世纪到启示录都是这个信息很清楚。
This message is prevalent from Genesis throughout Revelation.
所以我们不能说以色列民不能说哦，我神的选民，那我可以就自然而然得到他的祝福。
So the Israelites cannot simply claim that they are the chosen people and they will receive the blessing automatically.
Sorry.在像诗篇的西安诗歌一样
，just as a song of a Zion in Psalms，
二章、十八章、二十章、四十五章等等一直在讲
，28
都在讲说神的圣城，神会看顾。
They all give the message that God will look after His temple, His city.
那大卫王座上的王出征，神都让他无往不利，无坚不克的。
And when the king on the throne, David goes out in battles, God will allow him to be victorious.
因为这圣战，神圣的战争。
Because these are holy wars.
神一定会祝福他们。
God will bless them.
但没有想到他们常常败阵。
But unimaginably, they often fail. They often lost their battles.
而且呢，他们圣城到最后都被烧毁。
And in the end, their cities were burned.
所以这个在反映什么问题
？So what does this teach us?
我一直在强调的这先知的信息。
It keeps emphasizing the messages delivered by the prophets.
那用这个当思考，我们来看那个神叫那个耶利米去造访摇匠的家。
And so with that, let us turn back to Jeremiah, chapter 18.When he visits the potter.
这个十八章，请注意，要跟以西结书十八章，两个都刚好十八，旧约先知书里的十八。
And so this correlates with Ezekiel chapter 18.
十八章的耶利米是讲天下的邦国的预定，就好像以色列被神预定做选民，得到福气这样的预定。
And in Jeremiah chapter 18, the people are predetermined to be
blessed.
That are predestined to be his people.
那直到头来，为什么会被毁灭？神为什么丢弃？
But in the end, why were they destroyed? Why were they forsaken?
这想这个。另外一个神预定，比如说尼尼微城，神要把灾祸降给他们。
The other one is the city of Nineveh, where God was going to cause calamities to befall them.
在约拿书里头，第一章是约拿逃命，不愿意去传警告。
And in Jonah chapter 1, Jonah fled, unwilling to deliver the message.
因为他是日正强大中的亚述帝国的一个大都城。
Because it was a migrant city in the kingdom of Assyria.
啊，那这个叙利亚亚述不久以后就要侵略，后面灭亡亚述这个北朝以色列国。
And so Assyria, not long after, Assyria will take over and destroy the northern kingdom.
那约拿为什么要去把信息传给敌国去悔改，然后免去灾殃呢
？So naturally, why would Jonah want to go into the enemy country to preach the message?
所以他违抗神的命令。
So he went against God's command.
神把他带回来，叫他去做，他真的做了。
God brought him back and instructed him to do it again.
他就宣告说，在四十天，这个城就是倾覆了。
And so he proclaimed that in 40 days, this city shall be destroyed.
那么三章五节开始，约拿书就描写全城的人，从这个城主到牛羊禽兽都表现悔改的动作，人使他们有悔改的动作。
And so from Jonah chapter 3 verse 5, it describes that ever from the head of the person in the city to even the cattle, they all perform deeds of turning back.
他们离弃手中的强暴恶道。
They have stopped their oppression and violence.
啊，那他们这披麻戴孝，就在神面前切切的悔改求告。
They have humbled themselves and put themselves down and truly to worship God.
那神本来要毁灭他们，在三章十节就说了。
And God was originally going to destroy them as spoken in chapter 3 verse 10.
神转意就把他本来要说的灾殃不降给尼尼微城的百姓。
But God turned and did not give the woes that He originally was going to give Nineveh.
这是邦国，外邦的国度啊。
This is a Gentile nation.
本来要拆毁的，要倾覆的，要灭亡的城。
This was a one that's supposed to be plucked up, pulled down, and destroyed.
啊，那神却把它建立、栽植起来。
But yet God built and planted it.
本来要迎接灾殃的，神就免去他们的灾殃。
A nation that's supposed to befall woes, God took away the woes.
就是因为尼尼微人的切心祷告、悔改、求告神。
Because they're sincere.A determination to turn back from the evil ways.
那本来神拣选以色列民。
And so God originally chose the Israelites.
成为有律法规模、真理知识的一个选民。
The people with the laws and the truth.
可是就因为他们行径什么都违背神。
And because they have turned away from God and committed all the things that He despises.
所以亚述在巴比伦连续的毁灭他们。
And so Assyria and Babylon successively destroyed them.
So 有福变成受祸。
And so a blessing became a woe.
啊，就变成就跟那个尼尼微城成为很大的鲜明的对比。
It's a very sharp contrast to what had happened in Nineveh.
所以这就应对了但以理书了里头所说的神，那就是说是兴亡废亡在他的手中。
And so in the book of Daniel, it says that the rise of a nation or destruction of a nation is in the God's hands.
或者说，是箴言所说的，连君王的心都好像龙沟的水，神在掌控。
Or in as recorded in the book of Proverbs, even the king's heart is controlled and molded by God.
那所以说，神有绝对自主权。
And so God is sovereign.
所以耶利米先知他在这个窑匠他造的这层泥土，那不好就把它弄掉，再造合他心意的。
And so God is like the potter who molds the clay according to his wish.
就在阐明这个道理。
Which is to reflect this.
神本来要造一个属他喜悦的一个器皿，比如说以色列。
God originally wanted to mold the clay into a vessel of his use.
那结果不合他心意。
Which was the Israelites, but it was not according to his, it was not pleasing to him, so he rejected it.
然后他再另造新团。
And he began to mold a new clay.
这跟那个罗马书九章跟十一章一样的道理啊。
This is the same message in Romans 9 and 11.
那神先拣选以色列民。
God first chose Israelites.
那他们有律法的规模。
And they have the laws.
但神要的是以后的恩典。这个恩典时期的主耶稣跟新约的选民。
But God wanted to give them the grace in the latter days.
啊，那意思就是说，以色列民有什么可怨言的呢
？And so God will give grace to whoever He wants.
因为他们历代都辜负了神。
And what can the Israelites say about it?
Because 不配得神,
they have trespassed against God.
所以有新的人来代替神, 这属肉体的以色列民,
and they're unworthy to be his people, so God has molded a new clay.
只要他们真心悔改, 也加入到主耶稣名下, 也是成为属灵的以色列民,
but if they truly repent and turn back, they can return back to be used as God's vessels to become God's chosen people in the New Testament.
所以这里就邀请我们想一个很重要的, 就是说命定的理论, 命定说了，或者预定说了。
So this refers us to a very important message, which is predestination.
因为有人说一次得救就永远得救。
Some people say that if you're saved once, you'll always be saved.
尤其我们英文叫 Calvinistic， 在这因为苏格兰国教长老会前身的这个是那个 Calvin 思想的。
This is a Calvinistic form of thought.
神预定你得救, 你就会得救,
if God predestined you to be saved, you will be saved.
因为这是一个蒙福的, 有特权的一组人。
And this is a very special people.
难道是这样子吗?
Is it truly like this?
神, 主耶稣拣选12个门徒,
God, Jesus chose 12 disciples.
在圣经称为叫特殊的这个殊荣, 特殊的荣誉啊, 特殊的那个位分,
and they had special status.
但是呢, 你看, 犹大, 走自己的路去了。
But you see, even these 12 special disciples' special status, one of them departed from the Lord.
神拣选, 呼召了很多人来,
God, Lord Jesus called many people to
him. 要预定他们享受天父家中的温暖跟光明。
And predestined them to enjoy the blessings, the divine and spiritual blessings.
还有在家中的喜乐。
And also the joy in the household.
等永生荣耀了,
which equates to eternal joy.
很多人拒绝,
but many people have rejected it.
我今天买牛, 我今天娶妻,
and so some people have bought the cows today and married wives.
我今天买新房子要回去看, 然后我们不去参加属灵宴席, 不必受邀请。
And some people have to buy houses in the next day and they have no time to attend the worship and the feast.
要邀请你来啊,
and the Lord is calling you.
坐席的,
He's calling you to come and partake in the feast.
但人间有很多的借口, 很多的托辞,
there are many excuses and reasons not to attend.
这是为了自己方便,
and because they do it out of their own what is convenient for them.
这个是预定的, 要你坐席的好意了。
And so they went against what was supposed to be good for them.
所以耶稣基督的比喻也是在针对这一点。
And the Lord Jesus' parables also regards this point.
呼召的人, 被呼喊的, 呼叫的人来的,
those who are called,
但跟选上的,
and those who are chosen,
并不是人所理想, 所想象的,
may not be the same as what we have imagined.
所以说不能是一厢情愿, 不能一厢情愿, one way direction.
This is not a one way street.
不会从一方面来思考,
we cannot see this from just one perspective.
要从两个字眼,
we must see it from
一个就是神的绝对自主权, 他采取主动权来呼召, 来伺服器, 来订立条约。
We can see that from God's sovereignty, he specifically chose the people,
订约,
and established a covenant with them.
那就是说要求你被约束, 被邀请的人要有应对的。
And so the people who are called, who are chosen, must have reciprocate.
就好像公司, 选了来做员工, 做专业人士。
Just as when a company hires a new workers,
那就有一个约定, 你努力做, 你按照公司的条约来做。
So there's an understood contract that as long as you continue to do good work for the company,
要预期的目标来努力。
And you have to go, strive towards the goal.
那这样就有这些利润, 这些好处来享受。
And then you will enjoy the salaries and the benefits that come with it.
但是人可以绝对自主, 说, 我可以不要, 我可以不要, 那你就, 就在这个合约之外了, 在这被雇请的这范围之内了。
But humans have the right to say to reject it and say that they do not want it.
意思就是说, 这是还是, 你要绝对自主权, 还是要来应对神的, 或者公司的这样子绝对自主权。
So you have your own free will, so it's up to you whether or not you reciprocate God's calling.
那历史的见证如此。
And this is a testimony from history.
你看我们信主了50年了,
So people who have believed for more than 5 decades in the Lord.
周边多少来来往往的人啊?
It's how many people have gone in and out.
不是神起初就要他们来得救吗?
Was did God not predestined them to be saved from the beginning?
神拣选门徒使徒或者会众信从之众, 也不是要他们得救吗?
Did not God not call his disciples, his apostles, his believers to be saved?
但是预定跟实际不一样的.
But predestination is different from actuality.
因为说这是等预先安排, pre-arrangement.
Because it is our pre-arrangements.
或者说准备好的,
and they have already prepared it for you. But the humans choose reject it.
故意不迁就，故意不来遵从。
And do not obey.
那这样的话，当然就跟约定或者预定没有关系了。
Then this is unrelated to predestination or prearrangement.
国家如此，列国，列邦，列国如此。 In terms of kingdoms, and the principle abides. Okay.
These are the principles in the other kingdoms. And this is a testimony seen from the kingdom of Israel and Judah.
不是一次蒙福就拣选蒙福就永远蒙福。
And it's not that they are chosen once that they will keep receiving the blessings.
是看他们的作为。
But rather, you will see from their deeds.
所以第二个名词我们说神的绝对自主权以外, 还有一个就刚才说 divine initiative, 现在要讲的就 human response. 人的用信心跟顺服的行为来对应才是最重要的。
So we referred to divine initiative earlier, and now we will see human response is just as important.
好，我们来看以西结书， 除了这个原则还是应用到个人来。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel
18章。
Ezekiel 18
18章2节开始， 有一段当代流放时期的谚语，就流传的那个
This chapter 18, verse 2, there's a false proverb that was refuted.
有一个流行的proverb, 不一定说 false.
Okay.
有当时流行的一句话。
There was a proverb during the time.
也就是说父亲当年就吃了酸葡萄。
It said, the fathers have eaten sour grapes.
那到了第二代的子孙, 哎呦, 我牙齿要酸倒了。
And so the next generation, the children's teeth are set on edge.
这个是在耶利米书31章也一样，耶利米也提出来，刚好是流行当时的话，所以两个都是先知书都记载下来。
And so this is a proverb during that time. It is also recorded in the contemporary book of Jeremiah 31.
29节那里。
29:29.
但是到鲁放时期，从前也许，从前大家这样说，也许认为它正确的。
And so people during that time may feel that this proverb is true.
譬如说你在 创世出埃及记20章那里说到，
For example, in Exodus 22, it says,
就是说你爱神守诫命的人，
that those who love God and follow His commandments,
那神就会给他祝福千代， 发慈爱到千代。
God will bless him throughout generations.
那假定来离弃神拜偶像的，
But those who depart from stray and depart from God and turn to idols. And God will punish them for 3 or 4 generations. This is recorded in Exodus chapter 22, verses 5 and on. And so from the sin, the effects of the sin will pass down through the generations.
那鲁放时期，先知就从神接受一个命令。
And so during the time of captivity or exile,
你们吃这一代开始，不要再说父亲吃的那个酸葡萄，到子孙要连累到我，而牙齿会酸倒。
They say that the grapes that your fathers have eaten will not affect your teeth.
这一代开始，每一代你就应该说父之罪，子不代。
Which means that nowadays you should say that what the sins that your father have committed will not be passed on to you.
子之罪, 父不代。
And sins that you have committed will not be passed to your father.
个人各代有当父的重担，当父的这个责任。
And everybody has to bear their own responsibility in their generation.
所以从此以后，这个耶西结书就提出很重要的，在神在旧约的道理来讲很重要的一个观念。
And so the book of Jeremiah talks about a very important concept in the Old Testament.
这叫做 individual responsibility.
Which is an individual responsibility.
在神在人面前，每一个人都有应该自己负的这种良心道德这个行为的这个责在道义责任。
And that humans have their individual moral and ethical standards before God.
啊，就是你犯的罪，你要面当去。
In other words, if you commit a sin, you must take responsibility.
跟父亲、跟子孙没有关系。
It does not relate in any way to associate in any way with your father or your son.
用这个道理去推往今天为什么亡国？
And using this reasoning to think about how the kingdom was destroyed,
啊，或者圣殿为什么毁灭
，or how the temple was destroyed.
以前也许会这样想。
In the past, you had this kind of
啊，就是马拉西王他，马拉西王罪大恶极，马拉西
，which is a malice.
我们讲义上有这个人。The wickedness.
啊，
虽然有那个西西家王跟约西亚王的宗教改革。
And even though there's reformation done by King Hezekiah,
或是Josiah, 但是没有效。
But it was ineffective.
因为他的罪孽深沉，就好像尼巴的儿子那个耶罗波安陷北朝的百姓于罪一样。
Because the sin was so wicked and deep that it was just like when a Jeroboam.
但是神的家国的这个条例也没有改的了。
But God's rules and standards did not change.
哪一个人犯罪，哪一个人就要担当。
Whoever commits the sin will bear the responsibility and consequences. 那尤其
耶利米先以西结先知国民这么的罪孽。
And especially during the time of Ezekiel, the kingdom was so corrupt and wicked.
所以他们就遭受灭亡。
And so they faced doom and judgment.
那他们在经过一番的思索以后。
And so after a period of a reflection.
那耶利米书三章四十节左右就说啊，我们有罪了。
In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 40, the people realize that they have sinned.
是因为罪才遭受到神的处罚。
And because they have sinned, they have God's punishment has come.
这个处罚真严重啊。
And this punishment was indeed very severe.
没有政府，没有圣殿崇拜。
They did not have a nation or even a temple to worship.
所以他们就要追求奋兴，追求回转那个原动力。
And so they strived after a revival and renewal.
这个才开始有回归重建的这样的信息。
And this is the message to where they start to build and to plant.
啊，那也就是说，以细节那个以赛亚书四章以后的回归重建的那个清楚的描写。
And this is very detailedly described in Isaiah chapter 40 and on.
啊，那我们把这个以细节书的主题在个人要担当的这个责任哈，再念一下。
And so let's look at the individual responsibility as recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
请看十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
他说这个时候我们不应第三节就说不要再用这个俗语了，不要用这个父亲有罪，儿子也顺便担当这个俗语了。
And so in chapter 18 verse 3 it says, As I live, says the Lord God, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel.
那十节以下就描写。
And verse 10 and on.
就是父亲假定生个儿子作战，强盗杀人，但他要这个儿子要去负担这罪恶。
He talks about he begets a son who is a robber or a shedder of blood who does any of these things and does none of those duties.
所以这里就提出刚才所说的原则。
This also reflects the principle that we mentioned earlier.
就是从十八节以下。
Which is starting from verse 19 and on.
啊，那儿子行正直跟合理的事，谨守我的律例，他就存活。
That why should the son not bear to kill the father because the son has done what is lawful and right?
犯罪的他就要死亡。
And if he commits the sin, then he shall die.
儿子不担当父亲的罪孽，父亲也不担当儿子的罪孽。
The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father to bear the guilt of the son.
义人的善果归自己，恶人的恶果也够归自己。
So the righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself.
其实这是人间很清楚的这个善恶报应因果律，因果报应律。
It's a very clear
law of retribution.
Law concerning retribution.
啊，那时候种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，得豆哈。
So those who will sow what they plant.
啊，那但就说这个善恶不是没报，乃是时候未到。
Okay, so so it is not to say that good and evil deeds do not receive their consequences, but rather the time has not yet come.
到头来善有善报。
And so in the end, when the time comes, good will be repaid with good.
恶有恶报。
And wickedness with
wickedness. 我们眼睛可以看得到每天发生的事情。
This is something that we can see with our own naked eyes.
那直到最后盖棺论定更是最大的在关键点。盖棺就是关键 pass away.
So we can see this even when we pass away.
好，那所以说这里就提到那恶人、义人，你怎么说他们结果？你预定了吗
？And so how can you say that? How can you see the results of a wicked person or a good person?
那神的绝对自主权跟人的选择就在这里出现了。
And、so this is when we see God's sovereignty and human free will.
啊，假定恶人。啊，一生一直作恶。
Let's say a wicked person continues to do wickedness throughout his life.
那他能够中途离开恶道而行善。
And in the middle of the way, he's able to turn away from wickedness and turn to the right path.
神就说他从前的恶行不要不纪念，他因义而存活。
Then God will say that his wicked ways then in the past will not be remembered, but he will be justified.
那他会存活的，会 live.
And he shall live.
那假定义人，他若转离义行啊，去做罪孽。
On the other hand, if the righteous person does rightly but turns away and strays away,
照着恶人所行一切的罪孽去行。
And he does everything, all the wicked things that the wicked person originally had done.
问一句，他能存活吗
？Do you think?He will live.
答案是不的。
No.
那因为他所行一切义就不被纪念。
Because all the righteous deeds that he has done in the past will not be remembered.
反而因他所做的恶而遭致灭亡。
But rather he will be destroyed according to all the wickedness that he has done.
那所以说预定义人得救，那义人不自己努力，那预定了什么用
？And so if a righteous person does not strive hard, what is the purpose of
要预定
一个 predestination，
预定一个恶人来遭报应，来灭亡。假如他能够行善，那这个预定恶的恶果就会降到他身上。
Sorry,
it's okay. if a wicked person can turn away from evil, and then he will certainly live.
If a wicked person can turn away from evil, then he shall certainly live.
所以所谓的 predestined， 已经说预定的那个处罚或者灾祸就不会临到他。
And so what was predestined to be the consequence or punishment will not no longer befall him.
所以这个从这个家这个邦国跟个人，就是十八章的以西结，耶利米跟以西结。
And so from chapter 18 of Jeremiah and Ezekiel concerning the nations and also individuals.
这是圣经的伦理学或者因果报应律。
This is
ethical. This is ethical principle.
These are ethical principles.
And also law of retribution.
And laws of retribution.
那这样的话我们很清楚了。
So now we are more clear.
那就是说，我们都有这个好的这个希望盼望哈。
That we all have a good hope ahead of us.
因为我们蒙召就要得永生。
Because we are called, just as called to everlasting
life. 但是天路历程这个 heavenly journey 是要我们走。
And then we have to walk and tread this heavenly journey.
神预定说目标去得。
And God has set us a goal to achieve.
那就根据腓立比说三章说了，我们要努力向前。
And we shall strive forward as according to Philippians chapter 3.
那你假定坚持到底。
And if you persist till the end.
那努力才进去的。
And then you can enter into that eternal rest.
假定你停留。
But if you halt,
或者是站在这个得救的线道之外，
or if you strayed away from the path,
甚至你反倒或者背道而驰，就不往前走，往后头跑。
Or even worse, if you turn away, even and go in the opposite direction,
停顿，
you slow down and stop.
就是说灵性的消沉，睡眠没有进步。
It's a spiritual weakness, a weakness in faith.
那或者说跑到线外，不合神的果、神的义的原则。
Or you strayed away from the boundaries, not according to the laws of God.
背道就跟神的方向不一样。
Or you turn away and go against God's laws and His word.
预定的目标就达不到了。
Then this predestined destination
就要往前走
cannot be reached.
所以而且呢，圣经就讲，尤其启示录二章三章写给七教会的信里头。
And so in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the message to the seven churches.
每一封信都有一句话说，凡有耳朵的，有耳朵的当天就应该听，而且要去行。
And every letter says that those with ears must hear.
而且每一封信都有一个句话，就说你要做得胜的信徒。
And every letter contains the message of becoming a victorious believer.
因为大家都可以在战争，但是很多人可以被魔鬼打败。
Because everyone is involved in their battles, but some can be overcome by the devil.
那你穿全副的军装，你要全十足的信心，就可以胜过魔鬼。
Equipped with a spiritual armor, then you can overcome.
而且你勇往直前，打败。
Resist the devil.
那你就目标就是我们的。
And so this goal will be ours.
所以这些旧约的信息到现在还是永久长新的。
And so these Old Testament messages continue to prevail until this day.
那这个主耶稣使徒们的教训一直的在重复，一直在提示，在警醒我们。
Reiterated and reemphasized through Jesus Christ and the disciples.
所以愿主耶稣让我们来明白。
And may the Lord allow us to open up our spiritual eyes and understand.
神的道理是为我们写的。
That God's His truth was written for us.
对我们的学艺啦、督导啦、我们的天路历程，都有很大的帮助的。
For our understanding, for our education, for our path to the heavenly kingdom.
那我们早上到下午就用这三段的这样的耶利米的信息来做互相勉励。
And we will use these three messages from the book of Jeremiah. These words in the book of Jeremiah.
因为讲义不是用条纲写的，有字眼。所以再查阅一下就很清楚了。
And so we can read over the notes again and to get a clearer understanding.
那我们就得救在个人的这个战战兢兢的戒慎的功夫来完成。
And so victory and success is in our individual efforts.
那我们会软弱，但靠神有力量。
And although we may grow weary and weak, we rely on God as our strength.
那神要求的是有宗教的外表之外，有中这敬虔的实意。
So God requires of not only religious rituals, but also a true heart of worship.
就是说这个是心，这个是手。心清守节。
Now we have a pure heart and a clean hand.
神的公义，神的慈爱。
God's righteousness and His love.
要得福气的有条件。
And we have requirements to receive His divine blessing.
位份了，圣殿了，名号了，并不担保什么。
The status and position will not guarantee us any blessings.
最主要是神的主动权跟我们的应对的信心跟顺服。
But most importantly is God's sovereignty in our own choice.
假定我们常常记住，我们不会溜倒的。
And if we continue to keep these things in mind, we will not slip and fall away.
我们圣工也会发展。
And our sacred work will continue to prosper.
所以愿主不断加力给我们。
May the Lord continue to give us strength upon strength.
给我们智慧。
To give us wisdom.
给我们能力。
Give us strength.
给我们品德。
To give us character.
给我们勇气来传扬神的工作，灵修的工作。
Courage and boldness to preach and evangelize.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
唱诗235首。
Let us sing hymn 235. Please be seated.
我们中午在谈那个50年代、60年代台湾的这个，或者世界的风气。
And in during the lunch period, we were talking about the
social ethos,
social issues in the 50s and 60s in Taiwan and around the world.
包括 social ethos 在里头，那个社会风气哈，那个 work ethic 这些工作精神。那现在
work ethics.
现在假定了道理的这个家庭和道理的社会
，and
这个社会乱象会减少。
And if we have a good ethics in our home and in society, we will see less and less.
所以基督教圈家庭教育、宗教教育要弥补社会教育跟在学校教育跟个人教育的不足。
And so religious education and also education in the church and at home.Should compensate for the lack.
那我们看这个灵，看这啊，对不起，灵界的这个恶者的邪恶的力量。
And we can see the evil forces of in the spiritual realm.
它笼罩人心，控制这黑暗的世界。
They will control the darkness.
然后就说世界人心都在他的掌权。
And so man's heart and also this world is under its dominion.
媒体或者说社会道德沦落的沦亡的这个社会，媒体昌盛社会沦亡的这样的情形，教会的负担更重要。
And so we see that the moral decline in society is gives us even more responsibility in the church.
所以这想起来是一个很大的也要改造的，要求神带领的地方。
So this is a reformation that we must ask the Lord to help us.
但是我们基本信徒不应该受影响。
But believers basically should not be influenced.
而且社会在我们教会应该也要保持那原有那种属灵的动力跟淳朴。
And the church shall have the original movement of the Holy Spirit and the purity.
那我们也求主耶稣让我们有那一种动力来推动这个圣工。
And we pray to the Lord and ask Him to give us that strength, that movement to advance His work.
真的，信仰都是在一念之间。
Truly, faith
is at every turn of thought.
Faith is an eternal thought.
Every turn of the thought.
It's at every turn of our thoughts.
就说假定你有这样觉醒，那神的道理就在我们心中。
So we have this realization, and God's word will be inside us.
心中常祷告，神就在我们这个灵里头跟我们。
Continue to pray with us. Can we continue to pray to God? He will dwell with us in spirit.
那圣工见证一张嘴或者一个出手一个投足，就是会就在做神的工。
And in our sacred work and in evangelizing, we pray in this way, and God will help us.
所以我们求主耶稣让我们这样的觉醒。
So we ask the Lord to give us this kind of realization.
那另外我一个感觉就是我们普遍性的对神的道理深入和体系的了解都要有待加强。
And another reflection I have is that we must have a deeper study and analysis of the meaning in the scriptures.
很多我们认为难的、深的，其实不是在这里。
Many things that we view as very difficult to understand and complicated,
那其实都在于我们不熟悉而已。
It's not actually so, but rather we just are not familiar with it.
我们好像有破漏，那哈该书一章所写的破漏的口袋。
And we have like a broken
pocket.
A hole in our pocket, just as in the book of Haggai.
就常常带了，就我掉了，常常带了，就常常听就没了，常常存也就不见了。
And often put these things in, try to store them, and they just slip and fall out.
那就是一个，这是要修补的问题。
And this is something that we must strive to improve on.
而且要存记，真的要看了就要看到，听了就要听到。
And we must truly, sincerely do it, listen.And see.
那你第二道话，你看人家看不到，听人家所听不到的。
And we can see what those others cannot see, and we can listen, hear what others cannot hear.
就在属灵里头可以操练我们自己这样做。
This is something that we can practice in our spiritual cultivation.
还有我们要非常谦卑，非常诚恳，那神也很喜欢。
And we must be humble and earnest, and these are all pleasing to God.
我们要不断地追求进步。
And continue to strive for improvement and growth.
因为有些人会因为有名利、有财产，然后有什么舒服的，就会渐渐的忘记神，甚至表现上不没有尊神为大。
And many people, because of their success in the world, they will neglect and forget about the Lord.
这个也是我们要借神的地方。
This is something that we also need God to help us.
所以求神帮助我们呢，我们大家努力向前行。
So we ask God to help us so that we can continue to strive forward and grow.
我们互相带导，一起来进步。
Let us pray for each other so that we may continue to grow.
好，感谢神。
Thank God.
祷告，
结束。Let's pray in one accord.